Karl Rove, President Bush's chief advisor, is described as the man who drives the White House agenda starting in the morning, through the day, and far into the night. A fellow Republican once compared him to a political chess master who looks at the board and thinks 20 moves ahead. Rove spoke yesterday in his West Wing office with NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.
As I entered Rove's office, I recall that the previous occupant was also a power player.
Now, is this Hillary's old office?
Yes, it is. And the vanity mirror is on the other side of that case right over there if you want to go over and check your hair and your...
See if I'm beautiful? See?
Yeah, exactly. I do it all the time, obviously.
Karl Rove began as a Texas political strategist who went on to engineer a Republican takeover of most of that state's top offices. Now that one of Rove's Texas candidates is in the White House, his clout spans the president's political and policy agenda, from trying to win back GOP control of the Senate to posting steel tariffs and seeking peace in the Middle East. Rove said he's not worried about a recent dip in the president's overall public approval rating.
He's getting high marks for his handling of the war on terrorism, high marks on Mideast, and high marks in foreign policy in all these polls. If there's been any diminution of support for him, I think it's just the natural tendency of Democrats, some Democrats, to drift back towards their party and into opposition as the election approaches. But even, I was struck last week, the poll that talked about him, if the election, 2004 election were held today, would they vote to reelect him? 70% of the American people said they would vote to reelect him, and that included better than one out of every four Democrats.
A lot of domestic political analysts are suggesting that the Jewish vote may now go Republican as a result of the president's support of Israel. What do you think?
Well, there have been recent evidence that right now that's the case. I don't think that'll be the case by the time of the 2004 election. But the underlying truth is there that both today and in the future, the Jewish community is going to be far more open to supporting Republican candidates, particularly this president and these congressional leaders. I think that's true, yes.
On the other hand, Christian conservatives are saying the president has not given as much support as they would like to have seen him give to Israel.
Well, I don't know if I'd agree with that. Maybe that's Gary Bauer's daily email blast, but look, there is a huge groundswell of support out there for the president among Jewish Americans, but there is a huge reservoir of goodwill that exists among social conservatives and religious conservatives. No, I don't buy that. I do get the daily emails, but I've gotten to the point where I don't pay attention. Sometimes social conservative commentators are a little bit behind the social conservatives around the country and their confidence and ability to have trust in this president.
One more question on the Middle East. And the president, it seemed to me, went into the Middle East reluctantly. It's a very tough job, without a doubt. But then you had a situation where Prime Minister Sharon initially ignored his request to move out. Did that cost the president?
Well, I don't agree with you. I think he began moving rather quickly to move out of, I think there were two towns and then 22 towns that they began to move out quickly down. Did they move as rapidly as we would have hoped? Perhaps not. But on the other hand, they began to respond well to the president's call for restraint in the region.
Let's just move back to politics. I'm thinking about conservatives listening, and I'm thinking that they're saying, this president has diverted from principle. Karl Rove is talking about staying on message, but he's diverted from principle by allowing tariffs on steel, signing the campaign finance bill, appealing to Hispanics with loosening of immigration laws.
Well, I dispute some of your characterizations of those. And for example, there are lots of good conservatives who understood that the president, by taking his action on steel, was sending a very strong message that if, as this country moves to a free trade environment, that we will vigorously enforce the laws that are on the books. Let me take that example you cited, for example, on immigration. I think the Republican Party base accepts the fact that immigration is the right kind of immigration. Control our borders, know who's coming in, know who's coming out, match a willing worker with a willing employer, is strategically in the interest of the United States.
Well, I think lots of people would say Karl Rove is the genius, the man that the president calls guru, and he's the one that's pushing the president to the center rather than having him stick to conservative principles.
Well, the president is a conservative, and that's my point. He's sticking to conservative principles. Now, it may look to the American people like that's in the mainstream and the center of American politics, but guess what? It is. That's his point. We conservatives have long held that our ideas are in the mainstream of American politics and right in the center of it, and if this president succeeds in demonstrating that, so much better for him.
The Democrats' platform seems to be focusing on kitchen table issues, Social Security, prescription drugs, education, and the environment. Is that how you would run against George W. Bush?
I'm going to leave it up to them to figure out how to run against us. You've probably done a better job of synthesizing and summarizing their approach to this 2002 election than they have up to date. I mean, they've had four or five different strategies. There was going to be the he's not up to the job strategy. There was going to be the Enron strategy. There was going to be the can't get things done strategy. There was going to be the silver bullet of, you know, patients' bill of rights. I mean, they had a dozen strategies. I think we'll see probably a couple more before the election.
Now, did you listen or watch when the Democrats were down in Florida for their convention? Did you see Al Gore?
I watched it on C-SPAN, I must admit.
And what'd you think?
Well, it's a long way till the election, and so I suspect I'll have to endure a few more days like that, but yeah.
Are you surprised that they're willing to criticize the president on terms of his foreign policy? For a long time, it looked like the polls had them absolutely frozen in place. They were reluctant to say anything.
I am surprised about the rhetoric. For example, Senator Edwards, who said that Afghanistan is reverting to the Taliban by the failure of the United States to, you know, increase the number of U.S. ground troops there and provide a permanent standing army for Afghanistan, either composed of American troops or God knows who from around the world. Or Al Gore's editorial on Earth Day accusing the president of sabotaging the environment. I thought that was rhetoric over the hill, but no, I'm not surprised it's going on.
At the White House, Rove insists little will change once Karen Hughes, the president's other close advisor, takes her family back to Texas this summer.
I'm the one in my family that's homesick for Texas. My boy and my wife are having a terrific time here in Washington, and I suspect we'll stay as long as the president wants us to.
Well, you miss quail hunting or what?
I miss it, you bet. I miss quail. Don't get in enough quail hunting, and it's not hot enough here, and I miss my 3 acres and my blue bonnets and my 1884 farmhouse, so... But it's a great job, and that compensates for it. Besides, it's indoor work. It's steady. They pay me every 2 weeks, and best of all, they deposit my paycheck for me. It's really a pretty amazing thing.
Karl Rove, the president's chief advisor. He works behind a standing desk in Hillary Clinton's old office with portraits of Lincoln and Teddy Roosevelt looking over his shoulder. Juan Williams, NPR News.